Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus l'nishmas Rav Ari Yoel ben Rav Yona and l'schus Rufu Shleima for Rav David Henoch Mordechai ben Frida Simcha, and also for Sarah Leah bas Rivka. We're going to be discussing the union of Kinyan Derabbanan, if it's effective for a Doraisa, based on a shir given by Agon Rav Ari Yav Ozer Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Itri. In Sugadaf Memvav Amid Beis, Reb Zeira says that a person shouldn't be makne his arba minim to a child on the first day of Sukkis. Why, says the Gemara? Because a child can be kona, but he can't be makne back. He can acquire, but you can't acquire it back from him. And therefore, this guy who gives his lulav esrog to the child is going to be yotzei with the lulav that's not his. You can't do it. First be yotze yourself, and then you can give it, but don't give it to him before you're yotze, otherwise it's not yours. You need lachem. The opinion of the Ritva and the Ran is that we're talking about a cotton shalohi gia la'onas ha'peutos. We're talking about a cotton that has not yet reached the age of a young cotton who can make a mechira v'metalik l'midrabanan, like we learn in the Mishnah in Gittin, a 6-7-year-old child. We're talking about before that. But when they reach the age of 6-7, onus haputos, shapir dummy, it's very good because they could be makne to the gadol with respect to the din lachem deoraisa. So even though they themselves are only makne to derabanan, but their hakna derabanan works that the gadol could be yotze deoraisa if they've reached the stage of onus haputos. The Rambam writes, however, in Lulav Perek Ches Halacha Yud, Ein Nosnos L'Kadon Shakadon Konev Eino Makne La'Acherim Min HaTorah V'Nimsa Shim Echaziru Lo Eino Choizer. Don't give it to a cotton because the cotton's cotton is not Makne Min HaTorah. So if you give it to him, you can't give it back. So the Rambam learns that even a cotton who's Akna is a good Akna Min HaMidrabanan was Helfnisht. It doesn't help Klape the Mitzvah Dairaisa, like the Lechem Mishnah, the Omei Dersev Machokos Rishonim, if this Kinyan of the cotton, it works on a Doraisa level, that Knova cotton works on a Doraisa level. So from here, Rav Ephraim Navon, the author of the Machane Ephraim, Kinyan Meshicha, Simon Beis, writes that Lashitas HaRambam, we see Yesod that Kinyan Derabonon is not effective for Dine Doraisa. And if a person's Mekadesh and Isha, with an object that he was kona midrabanan, she's not mikudeshes midairaisa. And he showed that there's a machlokas rishon in a number of places, and he concludes, ulefiza nira demashinoigim ha'idna shekoinim esrog lemitzvah vehadamim porim la'achar hachag. Today what people are knowing, that they buy an esrog for a mitzvah, and then they pay the money after yantiv. Give me a hamburger, I'll pay you on Tuesday for a hamburger today, like they used to say in the cartoon, lahavdil. So here, it's give me lahavdil. I'll pay you next Tuesday, and a week from Tuesday, for a lulav today. So he says, nishgit. Why? Delav yos avdin, it's not good. The kolkamish lo nosin es adomim lo kano zel midrabanan. As long as he hasn't paid, it's only a kinyan derabanan. And we need lachem, mishel lachem, deraisa. Because according to the Rambam, we need a kinyan deraisa. The kinyan derabanan is not good enough of Mashiach, so you need to have the actual Kenyan Mammon that the guy should Dvar Torah Mos Konos. It's Rov Poskim, Alacha Kareb Yerichan, Dvar Torah Mos Konos, not Mashiach. Rashi learns not like that. Rashi passes like Reish Lakish, that Mashiach Konam Tatal Mea Torah Velo Kesef, Rashi Bechoritz Gimel on the base, elsewhere. But according to what most Poskim say, it's no good if the person if the person makes a kinyan derabanan from the cotton, it's going to be no good because the kinyan derabanan isn't effective for the din deraisa of lachem yishelachem. And this is brought in Mishnah Berurah on Tefresh Nun Ches Sif Katan Yud, that it's good to be careful to be parer the most before the chag kedei liknas haminim deraisa. In order to be by the minim deraisa, you should pay it before, unless you bring it home. And then you're kona midaraisa mitaras chotzer. However, the number of kashas here, minig Yisrael, bedochkom, ba'artzus, pizureyem, in the olden days, only yechidim would be kind of the minim, robat sibur, would take the minim in shul or in the base bailim, in the home of the owner. No kinyan kesef, no kinyan chotzer. So what were they? Somechan! And they were in choshesh for l'das ha'omrim that kinyan derabbanan is not effective for a kinyan deraisa. Another kasha asked for the ma'aser Rabban Gamliel and Zakenim, shayipoim b'sfina. And all Rabban Gamliel had, well, the only one I had to lose was Rabban Gamliel, and they bought a bale of zuz. That the Rabban Gamliel bought it b'elav zuz, and then he gave it b'matana to Rabbi Yoshua, and he was yotzei, and he gave it to Elazar ben Azariah and Sigmar from Beis. So how are they koneh? He bought it very good, mitasach gelt. But how are they koneh? If not b'hagbah, she kinyan derabbanan. So the divrei ha'tesvus of a zarai and aleph amid aleph ein beis amid aleph. That only b'mechira Rabbi Yochanan says that you have to be koina b'kesef. Of matana mitzia, that there's no money involved. Meshicha or agbah is koina min ha'tayra. So there it's not shver, because here we're talking about a matana. But ein kein das haramban ve'aritva v'od rishon and lain shita mekubetzes bab mitzia m'zayin amid beis. That agbah remains a kinyan derabbanan even if it's a matana. So according to the Machane Ephraim, we have to learn, in that case of Rabban Gamliel, that they were kind of the lulav, the hachnasa l'rishusam. In other words, they were soicher, they rented a place in the Sfina, and they that made it their rishus, they brought it into their rishus, and then it became there. Yen bagos ben Machane Ephraim, sham, so that's how they were koneh midaraisa, by being soicher makom. But it's still shver, the kasha, the birka Yosef, brought in the shari tshuva, and tafrish nun ches, also b'tzeil chanon, in the Be'er Yitzchak, from an often a Mishnah and Sukkim and Beis Amid Beis, that Yom Rishon Chag Shchoyos B'Shabbes Molichem Esulavim LaHarabayis VeChazanim Mekablim Yem Ulad Mosalomar Komi Shemagia Lulav Ili Yadoi Harei Ulav Matana. That in the first day of Yontif, that fell out on Shabbos, they would bring their lulavim to Harabayis. Chazanim were makabel, and they used to say, whoever gets my lulav, it's his b'matana. So there's no mos, there's no kinyan chatzer. So how are they konim midaraisa? And the hashmatos at the end of the Machane Ephraim, it's brought from the Bana Mechaber, that if somebody takes it in his hand, he's mechabin l'knoso, everybody's mode is konim in atar, rai l'dover, that chatzer is konim in atar, and chatzer is mishum yad. Ayin bov mitziah yid amid beis. But he said that from what my father said, it seems not like that, because he says that you need matan mos. So apparently it's not enough to make the kinyan biyad. Ad kan dvar vaktsarim, but we see like this in Tosin Ksubis, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Dibur Maschil Di'i. Shanoisein dover b'soich piv, oi b'soich yodo l'tzorich kinyan, kinoi midoi raisa. Put it in his mouth, in his hand, l'tzorich kinyan, he's kinoi midoi raisa, namitan agbo, elamishum kinyan yad. And so it appears from Tosin Bava Kamach of Tesam and Beis Dir Maschil Ella, that if a person was Hoifich B'yado Golol Fisis that's Munach B'Rishus HaRabim, he's Koine B'Soich Yodoy, and then when he puts it back down, he's considered the Baal HaBor, even though he wasn't actually Magbir Min HaKarki, he was just Hoifich B'yado, didn't actually lift it off the ground, but the very fact that it was in his hand makes it a kinyan. Sees a kinyan yad. Just Rashi and Ksubis and Bava Kama, it appears from him that it's Medin Hagbah. He holds there's no kinyan yad d'araisa. He holds that it was actually Magbiat. But Tosis asks in Ksubis, from the Sinas Haged, it says V'nasam B'yada. It's mashma that it's hers, even if her hand isn't raised. You see, there is a kinyan yad, but that's Rashi. We can say, like Shita Mukubetza says, that you don't learn from Gittin, Ladarkei Akneos. Gittin is a different word from other kinyanim. And that's Shita Rashi Mefursim, that Lesina Saget, it's enough ben Asina Leisha, Af Beloma is a kinyan. Look in Gittin Ayin Ches, Zori Get Leisha Bishus Arabim, and the get was closer to her than it is to him. She's Megoresh Min HaTorah, even if she's more than Arabamas away from the get. As long as she could guard the get, because he holds that Mishtamer Ladait is enough. like the Rid writes there. So is Das Rashi Bekam Mekoymus. So there's no raya from the pasuk of Nosim Biyada that Yada Shaladim Kono Lo Me'at Torah B'lo Hakba, because Rashi holds that you don't actually have to have it in your hand. Nosim Biyada is not Mamish Biyada. As long as Mishtamer Medel Ledaito, that's fine. So Gidin is a different vort in Kinyanim than other things, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, just the fact that you can watch the closer to you, the fact that you can watch it is enough. So don't bring me a raya that, all right, you're not raising your hand. How she cone it? Because there, you don't actually have to make a proper kinyan like other things. Other Rishonim hold, you do have to make a kinyan. And the Sefer Nagil V'Nismacha, there's a beautiful arichos in this. Other Sfarim as well, many Sfarim. However, Lafi Divrei HaGemara and Rashi, at the end of the sugya there, it seems Rashi agrees that there's a Yad D'Oraisa. There's a Kinyan Yad. And it's not Mishum Hagba, Ayin Shem B'Gemara. And also, in the Imre Bina, in Dine Kinyanim, in Simin Vav, based on the Sugim Bav Mitzi Yid Aleph, they would learn Mitzia mi Get. So how can you say Get is different? You learn Mitzia from Get. Akopanim, we have a lot of sources that say that there is such a thing as a Kinyan Yad, and that's Daraisa. We have a Menchas Chinuch and Shin Lamed Vav Tes, and Divrei Chaim and Dina Matana Simin Yud. They're Machriach that Mahani Kinyan Yad Daraisa, the Kinyan just putting it to your hand, is good enough Daraisa. And when a person sells something and he takes the money in his hand, how's that Kinyan effective? How's he kind of the Kesef? Without lifting it up? The answer is Bipshuto, it's a Kinyan Yad, that's how the Mocher is kind of the Kesef. We can explain the essence of this Kinyan that's Mol Daraisa based on the Chasim Sofer and its Shuvan Yerodesim and Shin Yud, that before Ma'an Torah the Kinyan was Chal Al Yidei Shlita Mitziutit B'Chefetz, just the fact that you have control over this object, that you can bring it into your house. And the explanation is based on the Yisod of Reb Shimon that the Mahus of Bailus and Mammon, the essence of owning money and other things is the shlita b'chefetz, the fact that you're in control of this object. And therefore, if something is ovid mimenu mikol adam, it's not his anymore. It's hefker. Kol mi shekadam v'zacha bo zacha. It's not only al tziyeyush. It's because you can't have bailus without shlita. And this was washed away by the water. Guy doesn't have shlita over it anymore. He has no control. It's not his. We can also prove that it's not midin yeyush from the chulin kuf lamites. Tarnagolish el hekdesh barcha yotzel chulin. Tarnagolish of hekdesh that ran away is chulin. How can that be? It's not shaykh yeyush bailim. The answer is ibud shlita, losing control over the chayfetz. It seems there from Rashi that it is midin yeyush. You can explain it otherwise. Ain't kan makomo. And if the chayfetz goes out of a person's shlita, often chelki, so he loses some of his bailus. There's a pagam in his bailus. It's begeder eino reshusa, eino birshuso. Like it's a chayfetz gazul. If it's stolen, so he didn't lose it completely, because it's supposed to return back to him. But so if right now he doesn't have control over it. So he can't be makdish, he can't be moicher, because he doesn't have bailus gemura. Even without the kinyanim of Farashim Batorah, if a person is toifes biyado dover al pidin, v'daito l'knoso, it becomes his. Because now we show that al hachefetz shlita mitziyutit. and he has the rishus and the yecholas la'asas bo kechevtzo. Just the maise kinyan sheneschatshu b'torah v'shetiknu chachamim, their inyan is that even a symbolic act of showing bailus without shlita mitziyutit, without practical control over the object, is mo'al a kinyan, like kinyan mashicha b'sfino b'behema, even if he's not mamish sholeit b'mitziyus. Filu korei laviba, he calls and it comes. He's kind of in Mashicha. So that's the sort of kinyan yad, because there's nothing more b'shlita of a person, nothing more control of a person, if his hand or his mouth. And if you're going to say, then if yad is mol daraisa, so what's the whole meaning of Hagbah? He was already kind of daraisa before he lifted up mitam yad. So the achronim say, in the sivis ha-mishpat, kuf pecha, siv kan al-vel, they were metakin Hagbah, even if the chavit is not in his hand. For example, if he was magbiat b'kocho, with his strength, but it's not actually in his hand, b'makel, with some sort of walking stick. So that's where it's not actually in your hand, that's type of hagbas, but if it's in your hand, say their gomor. So the explanation of the Das of Machane Ephraim and the poskim that go in his path, that don't accept this, and they say you need the sinas mos, it's because they hold that you can't be kind of the mean and bikinyan yad, and maybe their reason is, like the Nesivus writes in Kuf Tzarichet Sif Katan Gimel, Reis Samachet Sif Katan Beis, She'ein kona mishum yad, ela, k'shachefetz kulo b'soy chiyodo, it has to be completely in your hand. But if it's going out on the sides, it's jutting out, you're not kona. G'din chotzer, that if you're kinyan chotzer, the chefetz, the object, has to be completely in the chotzer. If it goes out, no kinyan. So if it's coming out of his hand, he's not completely in his hand, and wrapped by his hand, so then you have to come on to Hagbah. Three tefachim or a tefach, whatever you hold. And that's how a number of G'doyle Rabbi Seinu Achronim, Achoshesh, for this din, that a get should be Kula B'Soich Yoda, the Makanin Kedushin Chof Vav, Rabbi Kivager and Shuvis, Reish Chof Beis and Chof Gimel Vod, also brought in the Bir Alach and Ochzei Rifin, Shin Samach Vav Tes. So that would apparently be the Das Machane Ephraim. So he says, Din Yad doesn't work because the lulav is not completely in your hand. Part of it is in your hand, most of it is out of your hand. But this Chiddush is not so pashut. Because why isn't it mentioned in the Gemara, Chol HaPoskim HaRishonim, that the get should be completely biyada isha v'lo yotzei achutza? So Ramah brings in Eben Ezra Kuf Lamed Vav a minhag to fold up the get. But we don't find in the other poskim to be Makabin Medina. The Nesivus goes l'shitasa b'tarez gitnin kuflametes tesvav. He says you should be makbid, but from the Rishonim you see they don't hold this way. Just we have in our generation, we have the Kitzer Hilchos Maria Zaken shebisof sefer Tosachach me'amli Anglia begitn, who says that you should fold it up. So it would appear from the Rav Yan Taftav Tzadi Dalit. But b'chol Shah Rishonim we don't find like this, and from their shtika we see that a woman is kona the get, even if it's not completely in her hand. So too says the Eben Ezra at the beginning of the business came home, divrei tosim b'vakamachov tes, that bekinyan yad, it doesn't have to be completely in your hand. And also we see in the Mishnah in Sukkah, Chazanim will give the luvav b'mikdash, the kol ha'am, and they say, whoever gets it, it's his. So it's muchach, that this kinyan helps, even though the minim are not completely in the person's hand. Like the Bar Yitzchak proves in Yaradeus of Simon Chav Gimel. And also Mitzad the Svar that we said. The Svar that we said that as long as you have Shlita, as long as you're in control. So Mali Khelek B'Soch Yado, Mali Kula B'Soch Yado. It's all the same. So it doesn't need to be completely in your hand. So, Mirtz Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya, we have a little bit of work ahead of us to understand Kinyanim and the Din Lachem and Sukkis, the Arbaminim, and that is, B'Siyata Dishmaya B'li Neder, our Avoda for the next Shir. Shpizocha lulmodu lulamed lishmor velasos ulakamis kolibri samotros vihava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.